Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance brings you in just a moment Ralph Bellamy in Intermezzo. But first,
latest reports from doctors on the 14-day palm olive plan.
San Francisco reports better complexions for 89%.
Indianapolis reports better complexions for 97%.
In city after city, doctors tested the 14-day palm olive plan on all types of skin. And 2 out of 3 of all women tested got better complexions in 14 days.
What is this 14-day palm olive plan?
Wash your face 3 times a day with palm olive soap. Then each time take 60 seconds more to massage palm olive's lovely soft lather onto your skin as you would a cream. Then rinse. This cleansing massage with palm olive's lather brings your skin its full beautifying effect.
See what palm olive can do for your skin in 14 days. Remember, doctors prove palm olive's beauty results.
Tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you the Theater of Romance, featuring each week your favorite stars and favorite stories and plays, especially adapted for radio. And here is your host to tell you about tonight's presentation, Intermezzo, starring Ralph Bellamy.
Good evening. Intermezzo is the love story of a brilliant young musician and of the girl he met returning home from one of his long concert tours. The musician, Holger Brandt, himself tells you their story.
It's hard to know how to begin to talk about Anita. Anyone so lovely in a man's life must be a perfect thing, without beginning and without end, and must be remembered as a scent of perfume is remembered, as a sweep of music, as a kiss. But there was a beginning, and there was an ending. The first time I looked in her eyes was the beginning. It was after I'd returned to Stockholm after a long tour of concerts. My little girl, Anne Marie, introduced us.
Miss Hoffman, Miss Hoffman. Oh, I'm so glad you came early. Daddy, here's Miss Hoffman.
Oh, Miss Hoffman, we haven't met, have we? How do you do?
How do you do?
Anne Marie's been playing the piano for me. You're a good teacher.
Anne Marie is very talented. And why shouldn't she be with such a father?
How sweet you are. Excuse me, I'll leave you two to your lesson. Miss Hoffman's a lovely girl, isn't she, Margaret? There's something about her face that's like, oh, that's almost like springtime. Something shining and fresh and very young and sweet.
Yes, she is lovely.
Margaret, do you realize it's been almost 3 years since we've been together?
I realize it very well. But your concerts were very important. I hope you'll stay home with us for a little while now, though.
I have to, at the moment. I don't have an accompanist. Thomas says he positively will not go on any more tours. He's going to stay home and teach. Margaret, let's go away together on a trip. What do you say? Let's be young again. Let's follow the stars across the world to France and China and India.
Oh, darling.
Margaret, remember the first time we went away?
Of course I remember. But it wouldn't be like that again, Holger. That kind of spring and that sort of happiness come only once in one's life.
Let's find it again.
We can't take the children out of school, and we can't leave them here alone. A home and a family are a responsibility, Holger.
Yes, of course, Margaret. We'll say no more about it. I felt a bit lonely and a bit rebellious. I went back into the other room and sat there, watching Anita Hoffman sitting at a piano with the sun on her hair. And she was playing music that I loved, that I somehow needed. The music was like wine. So was she. That suddenly, that swiftly, that sweetly, I was in love. It was 3 days later before I spoke to her again. I'd gone to a concert alone. As I came out... Why, Miss Hoffman.
Good evening, Mr. Brandt.
Have you been to the concert, too?
Oh, yes, I always go whenever I can. Isn't Mrs. Brandt with you?
No, no, she had a social obligation. How about a glass of wine somewhere? There are a lot of things I want to ask you, like what kind of music you like and What kind of people and your favorite colors, your favorite books, your favorite dreams.
In other words, you want to know everything.
In other words, I want to know everything. Waitress, more champagne, please.
Yes, sir.
You're very gay tonight, Mr. Brand.
I'm very happy tonight. Anita, Miss Hoffman, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't you accompany me?
Accompany you? Oh, you couldn't be serious.
I'm perfectly serious. I listened to you play the other afternoon after you'd finished Anne Marie's lesson. Well, what do you say?
I don't know.
What? There are tears in your eyes.
Well, you see, ever since I first began to care about music, you've been, well, like a god to me. For years I saved every penny I could lay my hands on to hear you whenever you played. It seems so strange. Now, here you are. And here I am.
Yes. Here you are. And here I am. And it's like the beginning of the world, isn't it?
Yes. The beginning of the world. It's very foggy, isn't it?
Yes. You know, I used to hate the fog, but I like it tonight. It's something that seems to belong to us. Here's the bridge.
Look, you can just barely see the broken chunks of ice.
There goes the winter, rushing to the sea. We're on the threshold of spring. Anita, you're so beautiful. Do you know what you remind me of?
No, tell me.
A Viennese waltz. One moment, all laughter. One moment, all melancholy.
You're very poetic.
Have you ever been to Vienna?
No.
Someday I'll take you there. Oh, Anita.
You shouldn't have kissed me.
I can no more keep from kissing you than I could keep from loving you.
Please, you mustn't say that.
I love you, Anita. I love you.
Intermezzo again, Holger. You know, I think you've played that song at least once a day, every day, for the past 2 months.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Does it annoy you?
No, but it worries me a little. Holger, I haven't seen anything of you lately. You're always out somewhere.
You know I've been practicing a lot with Miss Hoffman.
Yes, I know you've been practicing a lot with Miss Hoffman.
Playing the intermezzo a bit out of character, Anita?
Why do you say that, Mr. Stenbock?
You are giving it too much importance. You are going at it as if it were the climax of a tremendous symphony. You will frighten my neighbors.
I'm sorry, I wasn't conscious of it. Mr. Stenbock, I'm going away. I must go away.
I think I understand. And this is our last lesson?
Yes, Mr. Stenbock. This is our last lesson.
Now, dear. Anne Marie, you must stop crying.
Yeah, what's going on in here? Long past Anne Marie's bedtime. Why the tears?
Miss Hoffman can't teach Anne Marie anymore. She has to go and visit relatives in Denmark. She told us this morning. Anne Marie has been very difficult about it all day.
She can't go. Margaret, I have to have a talk with you.
Holger, you don't have to tell me anything.
I must tell you.
Very well. Then, of course, I must listen.
Anita!
Holger, what are you doing here? How did you know?
Margaret told me you were leaving in this train.
Margaret told you?
You silly little fool. How could you do a thing like this? What good do you think running away would do?
Oh, I don't know, but I thought if I went away, in time we could both get over it.
Oh, my darling, don't you understand? You're life and death to me, strength and weakness. Anita, I can't live without you. Anita, please don't leave me.
I don't know what to do. A moment ago, I was so strong and I knew. But now...
Anita, I've told Margaret everything. I've broken with my past. With everything. I have no home any longer. Except with you.
You told her? Oh, how could you do that? How could you hurt her like that?
She knew already. She told me first.
Oh, Helga. Oh, my darling, my darling.
Aboard! All aboard! Train's leaving, miss.
But the lady's not, conductor. The lady has other plans, very important plans.
What are they? What are we going to do, Helga?
Do? Well, we're going on a concert tour, of course. And the world's going to hear music played like it's never been played before. Oh, Anita, I love you. I love you so.
In just a moment, we'll bring you the second act of Intermezzo, starring Ralph Bellamy.
Use Colgate toothpowder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate toothpowder.
Romance is the doorway that opens on love. If you're standing there, don't let a little breath of trouble shut the door in your face. I mean, don't let unpleasing breath ruin your romance. Remember this, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate toothpowder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So the thing to do, of course, is brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate toothpowder. And as for cleaning your teeth, no dentifrice at any price will clean your teeth more quickly and thoroughly. Remember the name, Colgate toothpowder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate toothpowder.
The second act of Intermezzo, starring Ralph Bellamy.
We started on a concert tour together, Anita and I. We went to Paris. Before and after each concert, we saw the sights. I, who'd been to Paris 100 times, saw everything for the first time because I was seeing it with Anita.
The Cathedral of Notre Dame. Oh, Helga, think of all the people who have stood here like this. In the shadow of Notre Dame. Think of François Villon, Claude Debussy, Marie Antoinette.
I'd rather think of you.
I wish we could stay forever.
We went to Italy. We played in Rome. And more of the warm Italian love songs appeared in our repertoire. But no one seemed to mind. We went to Venice and rode in gondolas along the moonlit patterned canals.
How close the stars are tonight.
This is our night. Those are our stars. And that's our moon. This is our hour to be young and in love. You've made me young again, Anita. I was so close to being old when I met you.
I love you very much. And no matter what happens or when it ends, I will love you forever, Helga.
It's never going to end, Anita. Don't say that and don't think it. It's never going to end. We went to London, Singapore, Lisbon, all the fairy tale places. Our concert tour was a phenomenal success. And living the hours was like drinking champagne. Heady, exciting, rapturous. In some other lifetime, I lived with you here. I can feel it. Yes, I can actually see you walking under those trees in a hoop skirt with your shoulders bare.
Oh, I must be shivering. It's a bit chilly for bare shoulders.
You think I'm fooling? Look up there on that wall. You see what's inscribed on that stone shield?
Mon amour dure après la mort.
My love endures after death. That was written for us. For everyone on earth will ever feel as we do now.
Yes. That was written for us.
My darling. My darling. get up off that beach. Let's get some dinner.
Oh, I hate to move.
Lazy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice to be lazy. Oh, this is a vacation, isn't it? A vacation on the French seacoast. Oh, I used to dream about things like this when I was a child.
Even on a vacation, one must eat. Come on.
Madame, a letter for you.
A letter for me? Oh, thank you.
You must come soon for dinner.
We'll be right there.
Dear Miss Hoffman, the Royal Academy of Music has awarded you the Jenny Lind Scholarship. I hope you will not let anything interfere with the fulfillment of the bright future within your reach. Faithfully, Thomas Stenborn.
Anita, that's wonderful.
Is it?
What are you doing?
I'm tearing it up. That's how I feel about anything that might come between us.
Olga.
Thomas, where'd you come from?
I took the chance of finding you here. I knew you always liked this inn. Well, as a matter of fact, I traced you through your bank.
It's good to see you. It's wonderful here, Thomas, cut off from the world. It's the kind of life I thought I'd never have.
How is Anita?
She's fine. She went down to the village to get some bread and things. We thought we'd have a picnic tomorrow. You must join us. What news do you have of my family, Thomas?
They're splendid.
Why, Mr. Stenborg, how nice to see you. Oh, this is wonderful. When did you get here?
Here, one question at a time.
Will you entertain Thomas for 15 minutes for me while I go down and give Marianne a lesson?
Of course, darling.
I won't be long.
Marianne's the daughter of the innkeeper. She's 8 years old. He gives her a lesson every night. He misses Anne-Marie.
Did you think he wouldn't?
No, I've tried not to think about it at all. I tried to pretend that there was no past.
And no future. By the way, let me congratulate you on the scholarship. You must be very happy about it.
I don't want it. It means nothing to me now.
Really? It would have meant everything once. Anita, my dear, you have great talent. It is very sad to think you are not progressing with it.
If I can be with Halsa, nothing else matters. The past is gone for both of us.
A man's past is never completely gone. His roots are twined deep in the things that have made him what he is. I think you know that.
Yes. I've always known it. In my heart, I've always known it. Holger, there's something... There's something I'd like to say.
Yes, what is it, Anita?
It's just thank you.
What are you thanking me for, Anita?
Oh, for the stars and the moonlight. For making my life so beautiful that it hurts me inside. For your lips and your arms and all the things that I will remember forever.
Why are you saying this tonight, Anita?
Because tonight... I love you more than I've ever loved you in my life. Oh, Holger, hold me close.
My dearest. My sweet.
You must help me. There's a train leaving here in half an hour.
My dear.
I've told Holger that I don't feel up to a picnic, and when you and he come back this afternoon, I shall be gone.
You're sure this is what you want?
Yes. We both know where Holger belongs. I've been... Well, you might say, I've been an intermezzo in his life.
Are you ready, Thomas?
I will be in just a second.
Anita, I don't like to leave you when you're not feeling well.
I'll be all right, darling. Have a good time.
Let's go.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Goodbye, Holger. Oh, Holger. Won't you kiss me goodbye?
Not goodbye, darling. Just until this afternoon.
Yes. Just until this afternoon. Oh, my darling, my darling.
Thank you.
Thomas. We have been pretending and hoping too long, Holger, that what we had we could make splendid and good. But I know, and you know, that it could never be. And so, I'm going away. God bless you, Holger, and take you someday safely home, Anita. I'm going after her, Thomas. She can't do this. We belong together.
Perhaps you did belong together for an hour, Holger. But you had the hour. And now, it is ended.
I loved her. I will always love her.
Yes. But as time goes on, the memory of her will grow more and more vague. And all your heart will remember will be that she was young and lovely. Come, Holger. Get your things together. Anne-Marie and Margaret are waiting.
And so, I went home. I went back to Margaret and to Anne-Marie, both of whom I loved very dearly, though in different ways. And Margaret was most kind and most generous.
Welcome home, Holger. Welcome home, my husband.
Margaret. Margaret.
Welcome home.
Yes, something so lovely as Anita should be a perfect thing without beginning and without end. But it had no right to begin, and it had to end. To take its place among those things remembered as a scent of perfume is remembered, as a sweep of music, as a kiss. Intermezzo to me is a melody half tears, half laughter, bittersweet upon the tongue and on the heart, like the memories of a love put by.
Use Colgate tooth powder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it at night to help you rate with every date. Use Colgate tooth powder.
A dashing brunette is Juliet. You'd think she'd be popular in her set, but no, men quickly forget our Juliet. The road to romance doesn't go past her door, and a little breath of trouble is to blame. Too bad if that little breath, I mean unpleasing breath, should ruin your romance. Don't take a chance. I'll tell you what, brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So use Colgate tooth powder for all it's worth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name? Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Motion picture Intermezzo, A Love Story, was produced by David O. Selznick, whose current production is a story of the home front entitled Since You Went Away. Next week, it's our pleasure to bring you the charming star of radio, stage, and screen, Miss Geraldine Fitzgerald, in Rendezvous at Meierling, an original radio drama written especially for Miss Fitzgerald's appearance on this program. Until next Tuesday night, when Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance brings you Geraldine Fitzgerald in Rendezvous at Meierling, this is your host saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
Starring as Holger in tonight's play was Ralph Bellamy, whose newest motion picture is Hunt Stromberg's production of Guest in the House. Anita was played by Martha Falconer. The adaptation was made especially for this program by Gene Holloway. The music was composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow. And the entire production was directed by Mark Sloan. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.